Okay, so we were talking about how you got involved with the unemployed. And then how was it organized?
Well, this is something I am not quite sure, but I think it originated from the north, North Burnaby, that we called a meeting here in the south, and we had about 50 to 100 people out, and we had a speaker from the north, and I can't remember who it was at the time. But once, and we elected, I think it was Al Sandberg was the president, and Malcolm McCauley was the secretary at that particular time, and they were for a long time, until eventually I took over the secretaryship when he went back to work on the boats. Get a job on the...
So when did you take over as secretary? Do you know?
See, I can't just remember. It was in the... See, I went to work... It must have been around 35, as near as I can remember. Because in 36, it might have been 36, 35 or 36, because in 36 I started to back to work at a butcher shop, Nichols Butcher Shop, Nichols Meat Market, Nichols Family Market, up here on Kingsway. And then I went to work for the co-op after that.
So about 35.
Yeah.
Now that group, was that covering all of South Burnaby or...?
Well, more or less, because we did have quite a few from around Edmonds Way. Yeah. Oh, yes. Though I don't know whether they had a group in East Burnaby or not, but there was talk, quite a bit of talk about a group down in East Burnaby. But I think that it was mostly just North and South Burnaby, the two unions, but they had a central council which they met every once in a while. Discuss things, especially when they wanted to march on the municipal hall or something.
So you had your group, and then there were one or perhaps more groups in North Burnaby?
No, as far as I know, there was just the one in North Burnaby. They were more or less consolidated into two groups, so one in the north and the south, but they were had a more or less a central council.
And who would go to that central council?
Well, your executive and maybe one or two delegates. It all depends who... what the feelings were, what the project in view was. If it was a big thing, there'd be three or four delegates, but normally there'd be just a secretary, the president's secretary, and maybe one delegate would go. Because you always had to have a member of the rank and file, you know.
Okay, what sort of decisions did, say, that central body make? What things did you decide to do?
Well, we decided on such action as what, well, a lot of the talk was in those days was getting money for your relief and to get paid in cash so that we could go and buy where we wished and we didn't have to take scrip, and that the minimum wage would be 50 cents an hour. This was the general feeling amongst most of them, and of course, we had gone to the commissioner several different occasions and delegates, as the delegates, maybe about 10 of us would go in and see him and try and persuade him to do better for the relief and that this is our demands and so on and so forth. And lots of times we had it written out in brief form and we presented them to him. But it didn't seem to do any good. We did get some work if we wanted it, but a lot of them didn't want to work. And then when the work wasn't available, which they said wasn't available, but we could see a lot of work to be done in Burnaby. But of course, the commissioner didn't want to spend any more money than he had to, and his hands were tied. He said. This is the old song and dance he used to give us.
Did he always give you a song and dance?
Oh, yeah. He always had more excuses that the provincial government wouldn't let him do nothing, that he had his hands tied and he was told to do this and he was told to do that.
So that provided an easy answer for him, that it wasn't his decision, the provincial government had.
Yeah. We told him lots of times that he could make the decision on things like this if he wanted to. And when he was forced to, he did. He soon made a phone call somewhere and got the okay to get it done.
If he considered it was a worthwhile cause, or if he considered you were so strong that he had no option?
Well, this is it. When he figured we were strong enough that he had to do something, he had to ease the situation a little bit, because things used to get pretty hot for him at times. When you get 300 or 400 people milling around that municipal pile down there heading.
Was that frequent that you had that many people?
Oh, on several occasions we had in the neighborhood of 300 people around there. And of course we also had about 50 Mounties around there too.
Always?
Not the Royal Canadian Mounted, but local provincial police mounted.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Did he called them out?
Oh yes, he had them for protection, yes. We had one time we went down on a protest meeting, and we had about 150 of us. And we wanted to meet him. And he said, no, he wouldn't meet us, but he would meet five of the committees. So five-man committee. So the five-man committee went in, and he said, okay, I will speak to the speak to them tomorrow. And this is where we figured we got really double-crossed. We went down the next day hoping that we had been in the council chamber and sitting very peacefully. We weren't catcalling or making any disturbance of any description. And he was asked to come in and speak to us, and he wouldn't do it. And he just asked that the committee be struck off and go and talk to him in his office. So the next day he said that he didn't have time, that he would talk to the committee, but he didn't have time to. The next day he said he didn't exactly say that he would speak to us, but we said we would be back to have his decision. So when we come back and we were going to go in the council chamber, there was about 25, 30 police stopped us at the entrance of the municipal hall and just stopped us. It's cold, we just couldn't go through there barricaded because they had nightsticks or whatever they call them. They say all the handle things covered in leather, whatever they were, batons.
Yeah, riot sticks.
Yeah.
Did they have guns in those days?
Oh, they had guns on their hips, of course. They had hand arm.
Do you think he was frightened of you, or just wanted to get rid of you?
Well, he was frightened, all right, to an extent, but then I guess maybe he wanted to scare us in another way.
Mm-hmm.
No, there was this proposition, you could really not tell, which it was now that you sit down and think, it could have been either way when you still think about it, but we thought, well, he was frightened of us at that particular time, so he wanted some protection.